Madabra Boisai, lessons from the lave, lessons from the lave, Parshas Bamidbar, a new sefer. I also want to share something related to Yom Yerushalayim, which is this Friday, Haba Aleinu Latova, Emir Tzashem, something that I very much enjoyed researching late last night and spent this morning researching it. We continue to daven for those that need Rachamei Shemayim from the coronavirus and all cholim, besoch shar cholei Yisrael. They should have a complete refuah and average refuah haguf. We continue to daven for, again, all those that need any sort of refuah. Yeshua, Natan Alina Ben Shena Tzipora, that wonderful soldier, Natan Al Faber, who unfortunately is going through a very difficult time, and we wish he has a complete refuah shleim of Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We continue to daven for the baby of my student, Abigail, Tiferet Amun, I believe her name was, Bas Abigail, Shavu Fush Lam Basoch Shar, Chole Yisrael. Okay, so what we'll do is we're going to, first of all, I apologize for all those that are listening to this that couldn't get on to the Zoom, because there's not a Zoom today. We had to go because of, I don't know, some technical difficulties. We had to move to Google, which is great, but Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of you on, but Amir Tzashem, others will be listening to this who weren't able to get on. So I'm going to share with you a sheet that I hope, as I said, will relate a really beautiful, beautiful idea, something that I've been thinking about myself. So that's why it excites me. So here we go. The topic is Bamidbar, reading between the lines. The concept is that in the parasha we have twice in our in parashas Bamidbar. Right? Not even the same. In Bamidbar, we know it's all about senses. It's all about numbers. It's a numbers game, right? And that's what it's about. And one has to wonder, why do we have to care so much about these numbers? And twice in the parsha, in the Pasuk Memvav, Vayu kol ha-pikudei sheish ma'ot elef, v'shloshim alefim v'chamesh mo'ot. So right in the beginning, there's counting. We know Shevet Levi, Shevet Dan, everybody, and they count up, and it's 603,550. Then we continue again. Eilef Kudei B'nei Yisrael. We count it once again in Perek Bet, Pasuk Lamed Bet. Eilef Kudei B'nei Yisrael. The Beit Avotam Kol Pikudei Machane L'Tzibosam Sheish Mod Elef V'Shloshim Olav V'Chamish Mod. Again, it tells us the same number again, 603,550. So first of all, we have to take a pause and say, why do we need this? Rashi already comments that it's Chaviv, the Rabbeinu Shalom likes the count, and that's why there are going to be many countings, which we'll get to why there is so many different countings, the number of times when B'nai Yisrael is counted. And Hashem loves to count B'nai Yisrael, because even though he counted us, for example, after Chet HaEgel, he could have just said 3,000 people died at Chet HaEgel. 600,000 minus 3,000. No, he counts every single person. Every time you take a census, Hashem shows the uniqueness of counting each person, of showing how much he loves everyone and counting it one by one. The Rabbeinu Bechaya on our parsha says, Elef kudei b'nei Yisrael, sheish ma'ot elef, v'shlot alefim v'chamesh ma'ot v'chamishim. So he says, this is the counting, 603,550. We know this already, he says. Why does it have to be repeated again? We already related this in Perek Alef. Why is it in Perek Beis? Leharot al ha-pelah ha-atzum sh'ayabahem. On the great miracle on the day the census was taking place. What was the great miracle? Ki lo meis echad mihem min hagoy hagadol hazeh. Hashem promised he would protect us, and from all the journeys we had, on the 22nd day of the month, not a single person had died. And this relates to the Maharal in Gevuras Hashem, Perek Gimel. Says the Maharal here in source number 3, Ma'arei chesber mashma'ut. What does it mean? There is a special number that when you hear 600,000, you say to yourself, oh boy, that's a special number. What's so special about that number? So says the Maharal, right? Even though I admit that it's not exactly 600,000, and we'll see in a moment what's really not exactly 600,000, but the counting is always going to be around 600,000. Says the Maharal, Sheharei kishiyatsu mimitzrayim hayu shishim riboy. Don't you remember when we left Mitzrayim? Again, there were 600,000. Ukishenaflu be'egel. Again, they counted B'nai Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel. Again, shishim riboy. Parsha Samibor. This week's Parsha, shishim riboy. After Parsha's Pinchas, shishim riboy. then what is it? Shosh Nira Kitsurat Yisrael Veshlemush is Shishim Rivua. There's some shlemus, there's some completeness with the number 600,000. And in fact, there is a midrash that tells us something fascinating. The midrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam for the first time at the snap, and he says, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim and you have to be my leader. And he says, what do you mean? Why do I have to be the leader? What did I do so bad? Hashem, you're the one who promised Avram Avinu that he's going to take us out of Mitzrayim. It's not my fault. He says, no. He says, you're going to be the Goel. You're going to be my assistant. Any good foreman has an assistant. You're my assistant. So he says, okay. And he says, and the Midrash says, you know why? Because I have to let 600,000 males out and 600,000 women out and 600,000 kids out. Because we know the number in our parsha of 600,000 was only those 20 and older that could serve in the army. That's what the actual census was. But says the Midrash, the women were also 600,000. 1.8 million was the number. So why didn't the Midrash just say 1.8 million? No. And to this, we're going to quote, don't be scared, guys, a Zohar. Right? We finished Lag BaOmer now, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So now we can quote Zohars because we're on that level already, right? I'm way past 40. I'm allowed to. So listen to the Zohar. And I'm quoting it obviously for a purpose. Says the Zohar in Shir HaShirim. Tuf Reish Nun Chet. I'll read you in its original Lashon. The Salkin Ois Avoisam Lishitam Riboy Kichoshim Letarim the Yisrael. Here's the Targum Hasulam. And a good Zohar has the Perish, how to read it. Ad, we know that we are 600,000, Riboy. Kecheshbon Shifte Yisrael, Shabahem Yud Bet V'Oilun L'Shishim Riboy. All the Shvatim together comes to 600,000. That's what our number is. And he says, Kishahem Me'aldim, if you go to that number, it's parallel to the 600 souls. Aleph Bet Gimel, we go through it, that's the Sod of the Avarim. We're one soul. We're be'achdus. We're different than any other nation. We're going to be saying very, very soon, 2 weeks from now, Vayichan Yisrael neged ahar, less than 2 weeks from now. B'lev echad, ki ishecha b'lev echad, Rashi's famous perush. We're one soul. It's very similar to, if someone gets hurt, what do we say? I just want to see everybody for a second. What do we say? So what do we say when someone gets hurt? When someone gets hurt, so we don't say, no, we help him because it's like one soul. I'll tell you something very interesting. I have to relate it because it just happened to me a few moments ago. I had the chus of driving my son back to yeshiva. Yeshiva's in again. My son Yaakov went to Yeruchim. And on my way home, I can't believe what I see on the block. I see a gentleman with a gun and a porta potty on the block. What is going on here? What's going on? So wouldn't you believe it? We have a new minister on our block. Omer Yankelovich lives on our block, and she's a minister now. She is the diaspora minister of Israel. So now she gets a security guard and apparently a porta potty too. Wonderful. But I immediately felt for this young person I've never seen before with many piercings and a gun. And I ran outside with my kids with ice and ice cream. And I felt bad for him. Why? Because we're one soul. He doesn't know who I am. I don't know who he is. That's the way we have to treat each other, says the Zohar. We're one soul. That's the uniqueness of the Jewish people. And this 600,000 number has something to do with that uniqueness of the soul. Very interesting. Let's continue. Let's go back to our reading between the lines. Says, so that's the Zohar. So I need a little bit of elucidation. What is the Zohar trying to say? So let's see. So the Zohar carries this numerical parallel even further, stating that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah that are meant to parallel 600,000 students. Fine. That's the Zohar in Sira Shira. Comes along Harav Nosa Nota Spira of Poland, who wrote the Megale Amukos, just an awesome name, 1585 to 1633. And he listened to what he says. Every one of Israel has his soul for his soul. One letter of 600,000 letters of the Torah. Says the Megale Amukos, there are 600,000 letters of the Torah. Indeed, Israel is the acronym, the word Yisrael, right? Yud, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed stands for Yesh Shishim Riboy Otios LaTorah. Holy cow, that's so cool. Rav Reuven Margolis relates this in the Sefer as well, quoting the Megala Mukos, that don't you understand, everybody that's listening now, whether it's on the recording or the many people that are listening now on the Google, whatever it's called, I'm going to call it Google Zoom just to get Google upset at me, that each of you have a letter that represents you. I know there's a minhag, which is very hard nowadays, for those of us that don't have Torahs to go to, but there's a wonderful minhag that is a beautiful minhag, that when they do v'zois ha-Torah, we don't have our Torahs now, Baruch Hashem, I have the schus of having a very kosher minyan with the Torah, but it's impossible for me to, there's laning, we do it on different porches, but I can't see my letter. So there's a minhag that people go and see their letter. That's not what it's saying. It's not saying that, oh, my name is Dov, and therefore I look for a dalet. No. Everybody has their letter. We need to understand what that means. So the Shula says the following, quoting the Divrei of the Arizal, the Kuntraseh, the Lashayna, Shishim Riboy, the Hatorah, who Shairish HaNeshama the Yisrael. Very similar to what we saw in the Zohar. The Neshama of Yisrael is the Torah itself. We are one unit. Just like, as Rav Soloveitchik says, an orchestra sounds much better with everybody playing in the orchestra, each instrument. But it has to be perfect, right? If you took each of those people and they played separately, so it wouldn't sound as good as the orchestra sounds together. And the person who puts it together, he really knows, what is he able to say? Rav Soloveitchik actually used this. He said he once spoke to a musicologist, he called it, and he said that he can tell if there's a violin that's out of tune. If there's a string missing, forget about it. He knows. That's what we are. We're one neshama. And that's Keneged Shibun Riboy. By the way, the word Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau once related that Yisrael also stands for all the others. Because you have Yitzchak and Yaakov, you have Sarah, you have Rachel, you have Avram, you have Leah. Everything's in there. But Yisrael is also the 600,000 letters that are in the Torah. And you have to find out what your shorish is of your neshama. You're going to have your letter and you have to realize what it is. So this is amazing. And when you learn this maybe in kindergarten, this is like the greatest thing. And you come home from school and it's Shavuos now. And you got your cheesecake and you tell your parents it's Dvar Torah on Shavuos night. They let you stay up. And you say, Mommy, Daddy, I learned this great Dvar Torah. What's wrong with the Dvar Torah? It's not true. There you go, Rabbi Isai. It's not even close. There's 304,805 letters in the Torah. Not even close. So what's this line? It's not just one thing we saw. The Arizal, the Zohar says this. The Maharal brings it down. So many Sfarim bring this down. What happened? There's a problem. None other than the Pnei Yeshua tries to answer this question. Pnei Yeshua tries to answer this. Pnei Yeshua says beautifully the following. So let's just review before we get a little bit further in the program. Okay? Again, I just want to see everybody. So says the Pnei Yeshua beautifully the following. Pnei Yeshua says, I can see everyone. Pnei Yeshua says the following. Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand. We spent all this time, Bamidbar, recounting the... Hold on. We see the first idea is that of the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua says the following thing. Pnei Yehoshua says that the reason why, surprisingly, that number of 600,000 is not true. So he gives a number of different answers. So first he says, "Shenimsa b'Svarim," that it's found in the Holy Svarim the following thing. Shemasinim is from Hakadonim Be'achonim. Shemispar Kol Ha'Othio Shebatorah is 600,000. Ve'alzeh Rumas Yisrael. And we are of Yisrael. We said we're like one nefesh. Mishmar Kol Yisrael. Everybody has their oaths. However, he writes, it's a little bit of a problem. Shelo Yiyo Othio Satorah Ki Ein Chetzi Erech. There's only half of that. So how is it possible, right? We said 304,805. So the first answer he quotes a sefer called the Chesed L'Avraham.
The Chesed B'Avraham says, Elav Masha Nimsa Ha'Othios HaTorah Ha'Olam Shishim Riboy Hainu. It's not the actual 600,000. I understand. Of course, the Torah knew that there was only 300,000. And yes, it's true that that word Yisrael says Yesh Shishim Riboy El Ha'Othios LaTorah. It's not talking about actually the counting of it, but it's the way that we can relate letters. There are sometimes letters that are Malay, that are Chaser. I gave an example over here. The letter Aleph B'Miloy is really 266. Aleph is spelled Aleph, Lamed, right? Pei. And therefore, it's 266. So if you take every letter and it's the way that we spell the letter itself, that's how we get to this letter. And that explains this, right? So again, if you take the first letter, Bereshit, so Bet is Bet Yotet. And therefore, that comes to 600,000, he says. Okay, that's one possibility. The second possibility is the idea, he says, he's not so happy with it. So he says, Me'acha shenimsa ha'svar ma'oysa shabator mima shehen, lamed alf riboy ve'im kein shatamat sinan le'meymar gam kein shehen shishim riboy. Hatar gam gamkein misinai de'isa be'medrash v'shram hakmonim harbe me'od v'yachid. He says, for example, we have the relationship of the Shema, that it's all together. We're related an idea, just to understand the idea, that we learn that there's a halacha, that it's not enough that we write a Torah with black ink. It's called black on white. It has to be on the cloth, and the cloth itself makes the Torah kosher. And therefore, it's 300,000 letters, but the white that's between them, that's between the letters, are counted as well. We'll explain what that necessarily means. Another possibility he relates is how we say the letters. There are many letters that are in the Torah, right? He says, "Be'inyan yosem marviach." This is a little bit more difficult. He says, "Yesh lo shnei bechinos hakodesh linyan hakasim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu dichsiv that when Hashem says, there's different ways that we could learn. And he says, "I'll give you an example." Ready for this? He says. He says, and this I took from the Preet Tzedek, says this. He says, you know, the word Aleph, if you take an Aleph, right, the letter Aleph there, so it's really could be two backwards Yuds, right? Within a Pei, you could see a Bet. So there are many different ways to see letters. And therefore, that could be it as well. And this is all fine and dandy, and I don't want to say it's cute, Chas v'Shalom, but it's troublesome. And even here in the Chassam Sofer, in source number 8, the Chassam Sofer in his Kovetz Tshuvas beautifully says this as well. And he quotes the Chesed Avram as well. And he says, we need to understand what this minion of the Osios is. And he quotes the Gemara in Kedushin. She'ein and Bakian, we don't understand the Yesodos, really, if you will, the Kabbalistic reasons for all the letters. It's not the letters themselves. It represents a lot more than that. And again, this is all great, but it doesn't make so much sense. We have to understand what it means and what the Drush is. And you know, the 600,000 number is actually a halachic number. It's a number that the halacha we learn. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, the Rambam codifies this halacha in an interesting way, that if you see 600,000 Jews, you have to make a special bracha. Look in your local art school center. The only time I ever remember getting close to this is that when the yeshiva went to the hesped, the levaya of Rav Avadya Yosef. Or there were hundreds of thousands of people. It could be a little bit of a problem. You could hardly see anyone. We were stuck on one street. We were miles away, literally miles away, because there are so many people there. That was the only time. Why 600,000? There's something special, because that's the neshama. It's called 600,000. That's what the Jewish people are. 600,000. There's halachas when it comes to Erev, Hilchas Erev, 600,000. What if it's in a cars that pass? Is that considered to be a Rishos HaYachid, a Rishos HaRabim? So 600,000 has something unique and special. And whether you learn it that it's based on the Aleph is really two Yuds, and so what does it mean? So, and in fact, that's what the Chassam Sofer himself writes, there needs to be another answer here. That we understand that it's something that's more than just the letters itself. We shouldn't look at it like that. So I want to move on. The first Rebbe of Chabad, Rav Shneur Zalman of Ladi, the author of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and of course the Tanya, provides a different way to count the vowels, right? And as I said, you have the black on the white. There's a different way we could look at it. There's another view. The 304,805 letters refers only to the letters that can be seen black ink itself, but it's against the white parchment. Therefore, the white against black, you have about 300,000 more, and there you're going to have your 600,000. So what does that teach us? So his predecessor, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, says the following. He says, I'll ask you a question, very interesting question. When we have a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, when there's a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, right, and they're dancing with the Torah, or it's a beautiful time of the year when we have Simchas Torah. So what do we have when we have Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah, you have an unbelievable sight. You have the sight of everybody dancing with the Torah. So he asks a good question. Lubavitcher Rebbe, listen to this chachma. He says, why do we dance with the Torah the way that we dance with the Torah? Why don't we dance with the Torah open? Especially by the Sfarim, it would be a little bit easier. I don't know how we would dance with the Torah, lifting the Torah like that. But everybody should see the Oisios we just spoke about. So he said, no, we don't do that. Because we want to show that everybody's shayach to the Torah. And just like my great-great-great-grandfather, the Shulchan Aruch Harav said, it's the white and the black. See, sometimes we sell ourselves short. And we think to ourselves, you know what? I'm not tzoicha to the Torah. The Torah is for the gedolim, it's for the other people. No, we're one neshama. And there's somebody that's in the audience right now that's listening. Maybe it's Zev, I don't know. That says to themselves, maybe in the Tana, that says to themselves, Yonah, that says to themselves, I'm a Musar guy. I'm a Gemara guy. I'm a Mishnah guy. I'm a Mishnah Brewer guy. And everybody combines. That's what a minyan is all about. I know you don't remember when you used to have a minyan. But before Corona times, that's what a minyan is about. This guy's good at Chesed. This guy's good at Tefillah. This guy. And we could combine together all of our Tefillahs. And it centralizes and brings it up in a minyan. We could do that from home now. We have that ability. Even when we have no minyan. We take our inner qualities. Said Lubavitcher Rebbe, the idea of the white and the black is that. The Yesodus that we saw both in the Pnei Yeshua and the Chassam Sofer relate. It's not, don't be exact. You know, it reminds me of the famous Oyev Yisrael. The Oyev Yisrael was the famous Rav, those that remember around the corner from our yeshiva, is a shul called Oyev Yisrael, the Apta Rav. So he has a beautiful line. And the Apta Rav has this beautiful line, and he says that when it comes to Parshas Balak, every Shabbos he would be doyish between Mincha Ma'ariv and the Shal Shudas, what each Parsha's essence is v'hafta recha kamocha. And when they're going down to Shal Shudas with the Rebbe, his Gabbai says, Rebbe, this is going to be a hard Parsha, it's Parshas Balak. Not too many good things about the Jews in this Parsha. They didn't do so well. And you know what he says? What are you talking about? Balak is the easiest. Balak stands for v'hafta recha kamocha. And his Talmud's like, hey, Rebbe, you think you drank a little bit too much at the Shabbos dish. V'yahaftas with a vav. You're not making any sense. First of all, kamoicha. And he says, see, that's your problem. You're being too makbid. Sometimes we're not so makbid. It's a beautiful idea, but it's emes. Everybody has a chelek in the Torah. And that chelek in the Torah is different for every single person. And we have to realize that. Your chelek and my chelek are different. But you have a chelek in Torah. Don't discount yourself. Don't think that you don't have a chelek in Torah. You have an amazing chelek in Torah. And you have to recognize that and realize that. And maybe your chelek is not, it's not an actual oath that you look at in the Torah. Maybe it's the other half of the Torah, the 300,000 that letters aren't there. They're just white on white. Don't think that you don't have a chelek in the Torah. But you do. And even if you're stuck at home during Corona, and we took away half of your year, especially the part where you should have been growing, a Yom Ha'atzmaut, and a Yom Yerushalayim Havalim L'Tova, and a Lag Ba'Omer. You didn't have that experience. Don't give up. You still have your Chelek Torah Mimal that you could accept upon yourself. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what that is. But let's see. Let's see what the possibilities are. So that's exactly what I want to bring out to you. What I want to bring out is this idea that every person is 600,000. Some letters are in the Torah, only about 308,000, that's it. The rest are not seen, the rest are mystical letters. But I want to end with something amazing and tie it into Yom Yerushalayim. Ready? Here we go. Don't be scared, but this is going to be mind-blowing. The end of our shiur. So, says this beautiful idea. It's actually written, I actually heard this year, and it's written in the Sefer of Rav Ari Khan, someone from Eretz Yisrael here, I believe maybe even from Ravatik Shemesh. And he says the following. Says this beautiful idea. The Yalkut Shimoni says in two places, in Parshas Vayishlach, the Yalkut Shimoni says the following. Yomer Yaakov al-Shimon. In Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov said to Shimon, the El Levi. We know that he was very upset with what they did with Dina. And he said, don't you know what you did? So lula haita chavivar lecha. Yaakov says to Shimon and to Levi, what have you done? You've endangered me. I am a small number. And the Canaanites will take us over. But Hashem said, when we get to that magic number of 600,000, nobody can touch us. And that's what the Yalkut Shimoni says in Hosea. Listen to this. Source number 11. He says like this. When we left Egypt, we were 600,000. When we entered Eretz Yisrael, we were 600,000. And guess what? When Mashiach comes, we'll be 600,000 again. And now here's the startling part, says the Ma'orei Eish. Rav Ari Khan says, it's fascinating to note that in 1948, there was approximately 600,000 Jews who returned to Eretz Israel. That's a very significant number after everything that we said. The Arizal, the Zohar, the Pnei Yoshua, the Maharal, the Shlah. That's the number that equals Neshama. Until that time, there wasn't. Do you know why the second Beis HaMikdash couldn't stand? Because a fraction of that came back in the times of Ezra. Nobody wanted to return. There's a magic number you need of 600,000. But here's even more mind-boggling. In 1967, during the liberation that we'll celebrate on Thursday night, Chavchet Iyar, there were 600,000 males of fighting age. If you remember, we said by some of the Midrash, there's different 600,000 numbers. We don't forget about it, everyone. They're the women, they're the men, they're the kids. But the fighting age, what we learn in Parshas Bamidbar, 600,000 were fighting age. And the Zohar says that's the united number of the Neshama. That's the united number of the Neshama. So now let's end. That's the beauty of this. The great miracle the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us is only a great miracle when we recognize the miracle. There are so many people, and I'm including frum people, unfortunately. And some people who look very frum who don't even recognize that Yom Yerushalayim is a day. Forget about Yom HaTzmaut. Yom Yerushalayim, the day the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us back Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. The day that 600,000 people were back, Ribui, the Neshama came back to its source. And I told you that Rambam, he says that you can only make the bracha of 600,000 Jews only when? In Eretz Yisrael. Because there was a connection with the Neshama in Eretz Yisrael. You have to recognize Yom Yerushalayim is that day of Reishis Michas Gut Lasenu when Hashem brought back the glory to this nation. It's the times of Mashiach, as we saw in the Midrash Yalkut Shimoni. 600,000, in fact, is a very special number. It's nigla, it's nister, it's everything altogether. And we have to be zoiche to understand that we have a chelek nimal as we greet very, very soon. We're coming so close to the holiday of Chag HaShavuos. We accept upon ourselves the Torah. Each of us have a different chelek. It's not necessarily the chelek when we lift the Torah, we look at it, says Lubavitcher Rebbe. You got to figure out what your chelek is. But everybody has a chelek in the Torah. That's something we have to take upon ourselves and understand that, because that will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. As it rebuilt, started the birth pangs of Mashiach with Yom HaSmud, Yom Yerushalayim, and Mir Tshashem, we'll understand what our chelek of Yisrael is, because Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisios LaTorah, in the any shape or form that it is, in the beauty and mystical way it is, find your chelek, read between the lines, and understand what your chelek truly is.